bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you guys' past week and a half was fantastic. Mine was shit once again. Shocker there. This week has been horrible, and it's only Tuesday when I'm recording this, and my work week has gone to fucking shit. If you know, you know. If you don't, well, shitty deals. Well, I have been struggling trying to figure out what to podcast, and then I'm like, silly me, it's May 2023, and you know what May is? It's Mental Health Awareness Month. And guess what? This bitch got mental health problems. So I'm like, why the fuck do I not talk about this? Have I not talked about this yet for this month? Well, guess what? Here it is. Here is the episode for Mental Health Awareness Month. Because I'm probably one of the biggest advocates, like, well, that I know personally. Well, I know some other people. But personally, because I know myself, I would say I'm a very big mental health advocate. Because I'm like, I swear ever since I started taking antidepressants, I was always, like, very open about everything, honestly. I never really wanted to hide the fact that I had depression, well, I have major depression, generalized anxiety, and I never really wanted to hide any of that. But then there's, like, other people still nowadays, because there's still that stigma of mental health, that want to hide it and not tell anybody about it because they feel bad about it or embarrassed. And I'm like, to those who want to make fun of people with mental health, I say, go suck a wiener. Go suck a dick. You know? I don't understand how in this day and age, mental health is not, like, more normalized yet, which is shocking. I mean, you know, it's 2023. And us as millennials, we've gotten therapy. We have therapy. We go to therapy. And then there's, what, is it Gen Z is next? I mean, they're also soft, but it's like, they know how to put boundaries up. Millennials are still trying to figure out how to put boundaries up. We're like, oh, we can have boundaries? Yes. Yes, we can have boundaries. Okay, so I was walking around, and then I'm like, realize I'm, yeah, I'm under a tree, and then I hear birds fucking flapping their wings, and I'm like, I'm gonna get shit on by a fucking bird. Oh, my sister's calling me. Okay, this is attempt number 5, because then my mom called my sister, and now she's talking to her on the phone. Okay, as I was saying, I am definitely a mental health advocate. I am open to talking about mental health all day, every day, and if someone wants to talk to me about their mental health, they definitely can. I'm a safe space for, I mean, everything, honestly. But yeah, I just wish... Why am I gonna, like, get teary-eyed talking about this? I guess whenever I talk about mental health or, like, just the struggles for really anything, then I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Here come the waterworks. Okay. So, first of all, this episode's not gonna be about sex, so sorry if that doesn't please you. You can just turn it off now, or you can keep listening. But, anyways... I feel like a lot of people have mental health problems, issues, and everything, but they never want to admit it because they're embarrassed, so they don't want to go and get it, like, figured out or looked at or whatever. And I'm so pro, like, medicine. Like, I'm pro-pill or pro-weed if you want to smoke some weed. I'm honestly, like, kind of wanting to do, like, microdosing to see how that would be. Because, shit, if I could go off the antidepressants that I have, like, I'm on 2 different antidepressants, and I'm on a really fucking strong dose. Like, I think I'm just about capped out of the one and pretty close to the other. Alright, as I was saying before I got interrupted again, because my mom now left to go to my sister's house, I'm very pro-pill, pro, like, medicine to feel better. I personally would rather feel better than feel like shit all day long, even though I'm still feeling like shit, because I personally think I'm like, maybe I need some more antidepressants. Maybe I should up them. I want to be happy. I'd rather feel nothing than feel like shit, personally, which is really bad to say, but that's just how I feel. but I just know how I felt without being on anything, and it was an absolute disaster. I would have crying spells for no reason. I would never want to get out of bed. I mean, I still wouldn't want to get out of bed because I just want to sleep the day away. I love sleeping. But who doesn't like to sleep? People always are like, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, you're not really going to be sleeping. You're just dead. So you actually need sleep to live. So think again, bitch. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I was talking about microdosing. I want to try microdosing because I want to know like how that feels. And it is becoming a thing. And I think it's slowly going to become like legalized. But who fucking knows when that's going to be. But hey, this bitch got stocks in all the psychedelics. So we'll see what happens. Because if that shit pops off, guess what? I'm going to pop off and peace the fuck out. And no longer be here. Yeah. So, mental health. Things you could do to relax. Honestly, take a nap. I love having a nap. Go for a walk. People always like to say, like, I just need to go on a holiday, which is true. Holiday is really great. Or I'd rather just go for a long walk, but I don't need medication. Being outside in nature will help. Okay, so for some people, it might help, but not for everybody. For me, I need a mixture of both. If I could be on a hot holiday, not here, somewhere happy and always hot, not cold as shit. I mean, right now it's hot as shit today. But I still need, like, those pills because just because I'm in a nice, happy place doesn't mean I'm going to be happy when I got no pills. I'm just be crying in the sun. Honest to God. I still need those antidepressants. But yeah, I just remember, like, I was out of high school. And I was like, I know something's wrong. And I know my trigger was actually guys. go fucking figure, right? Which is funny because like 90% or 80% of my listeners on here are actually guys, which go figure, you know? But I guess guys like to listen about sex. Of course they do. But I bet you most won't want to listen to this episode because it's about mental health. They're like, oh, you're a pussy ass bitch, you weak fuck. Like, no. Just because you are open about mental health and want to take care of yourself does not mean you're a pussy ass bitch or weak. Admitting something is wrong and that you need help is not weak. That's more powerful than anything else. Because we all need each other. Fuck. I feel like I could just have a drink right now because it is nice outside. Oddly, I'm getting a chill though. Yeah. Yesterday was a shit show for how I felt due to work. So I definitely had a drink. Probably shouldn't have had a drink, but I was like, I don't know what else to fucking do. So I guess I could have smoked like my oil pen. Oh, okay. Someone's walking their chow chow. It's very adorable. It's big and fluffy, which causes now all the dogs around the neighborhood to bark. Because once one goes, they all go. It's like fucking acapella here. It's acapella in our house most days because one of our dogs goes off, the other two go off. But anyways, personally, I have gone to, I guess, counseling, which is kind of therapy, but I never saw like an actual therapist. My first like counselor or whatever that I had, I didn't really like her, to be honest, because when I was telling her about like what made me upset, what's going on, what's affecting my life, it was cheer at the time because it was like 5k to 6k already, so I'm still in fucking debt because I can never catch up anymore now because of fucking cheerleading. Good thing I didn't do it again because I'd be even further in debt from cheer. Anyways, her solution was, oh, well, you could just quit cheer. Bish, what? Quit cheer? I already paid that 5K. I can't just quit cheer because being in debt makes me sad. What? How can I get that 5K back? You can't because cheer does not refund you, like, ever. The only refund I got was the attendance refund because I didn't miss more than, I think, 5 practices. Yeah, her tactics or techniques were absolute shit. So then I had saw this other man that was there, an older man. His name was Leonard. What a nice old man name. And he was a lot better. I was supposed to actually go see him like 4 years ago again, and I never went back because I was more like chill. But he showed me like this kind of like a little template thing. It's like you put certain things in each circle and then Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I did it sort of, and then I just kind of gave up because this bitch likes to procrastinate. And I was just kind of over it, but it was definitely nice to talk to someone. I mean, I'm still traumatized due to the one issue that happened with one of our dogs, like, 5 years ago now. And I still think it's all my fault what happened. But they're like, no, it's not your fault. You can't think that. Yeah, it's hard not to. But anyways. Definitely recommend even going, because a lot of workplaces do cover, like, counseling or therapists. Like, we have EAP at my work. EFAP or whatever. Which is okay. I can get free counseling through them, which is what I did. But it's like, if you don't like who you have, get someone else. Because if you don't vibe with the person you're seeing, there's no point. You're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to be able to connect. Nothing. I mean, you're not probably initially going to enjoy therapy or counseling because it's not that fun. But then, like, once you get your feelings out and have, like, a non-biased opinion tell you something or, like, give you advice, it's always helpful. And I swear to God, I swear I always give advice, but then I never take my own fucking advice. Except for on mental health, I do say take pills, get prescriptions, and I do actually do that. Like, I see a psychiatrist. I'm very open about seeing a psychiatrist. I'm like, I was kind of an ass, though. I don't know if I ever talked about this one story on the podcast, but as you may have known or noticed, that my podcast hasn't been, like, extremely sexual or anything because I haven't been fucking. You want to know why I haven't been fucking? Because I have a very decreased libido or libido. Libido is libido. So, like, my sex drive is, like, basically gone. So, me getting horny is very rare. I'm also not seeing anybody, so that doesn't help. And sometimes I'm just over the point of just to fuck sometimes. I go in phases where I'm like, I just want to fuck, and that's it. Then I'm like, I want a relationship. Then I'm like, do I really want to? No, I want to get married. I'm never going to say I want kids right now, because no. But I bounce back and forth. Anyways, where I was going with this is I was at my psychiatrist appointment, and I was saying how I want to, like, maybe change my prescriptions because my libido is, like, decreased and I never want to have sex, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, are you seeing somebody? Do you have a partner or boyfriend? I was like, no. He's like, well, then what's the matter? Bitch, what's the fucking matter? First of all, you don't ever say that to anybody in this fucking generation or world anymore. This is 2023. People can fuck whoever. Like, you don't have to be dating that person or seeing that person. It could be a fucking one-night stand. Who gives a fuck? So I was very, like, taken back and kind of upset and pissed. People are like, oh, you should get a new psychiatrist. Or you should get, yeah. But then I'm like, fuck, then I gotta go through this all over again. Get to know a person and then have to fucking go into their office and cry again, like, how many times, and deal with that. Oh, fuck. Oh, somebody's pulling up. Oh, no. Turning the corner. We good. So I just kind of, like, shrugged it off. Because my doctor was like, oh, well, we could refer you to a new one. But then it's like, ugh, I'm going to have to wait now 4 or 5 months to get a new psychiatrist. And I'm like, bitch, I need these meds now. I need to be, like, stable, you know? So, yeah. That point, I should take my own advice and got somebody new because we don't vibe. But now I just kind of, like, tell it like it is. Like, he knows I have a sex podcast. I tell him kind of straight up. And if he's kind of shook, I think, sometimes, because I am so brutally honest. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. You want to know what's up? I'm going to tell you what the fuck is up. Yeah. Also, I'll put in, like, the description and stuff, some places you can get help for, like, mental health. I think there's, like, the crisis line or hotline, and there's different websites and everything. I actually did this course that I had to do when I was taking counseling or going to counseling. Through, I think it was the U of R, and you have to, like, go through these modules, read these things, and then do these certain, like, activities or homework throughout the week, and they were okay. I mean, it was boring to read it. Like, I don't fully want to, if I'm gonna read, I have to want to read and be interested in the topic. Like, I'm one of those people that like to read about sex. It's like, you visualize the porn. I mean, porn school sometimes. but it's not realistic whatsoever. But I like to, like, 50 Shades of Grey was my shit. The movies were kind of crappy. They got better in the end, but originally they fucking sucked. But then I have, like, this royal saga of books, and it's also, like, well, about royals, but also about, like, sex and stuff like that, and it's very interesting. It keeps my attention. I need something that keeps my attention. Otherwise, I'm like, ooh, squirrel. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking fall asleep. Because I fall asleep real easily. When I'm bored of shit, I'm, like, passing out. Like, oh my god, I'm yawning now. What the fuck? Did you know yawning doesn't actually mean you're tired? It just means you're, like, air-deprived. You need more oxygen. I think I read that somewhere, like, long ago. Fucking Christ, the neighbor's dog is barking. Not the neighbor that I made a comment about on the last episode. You know, it'd be fucking funny if all of a sudden he pulls up while I'm podcasting. That might be a little interesting thing, you know? Yeah. Anyways, this episode was very short and all over the place. That's because my mental health is not that great right now because, well, work is stressing me out and trying to pay off my line of credit is stressing me out because it's fucking hard. It's like I take 5 steps forward but 3 steps back. I put $1,000 down, but oh, you spent $600 this month. Well, that didn't go very far at all. Just sucks. And my realtor fucking pissed me off last. I was like, we went to a house. We only went to, like, 3 houses. And I had said that I wanted to see this other house. And I was like, well, I know I'm at this range that I have now. He's like, well, did you get a pre-approval? I was like, no, I know I'm pre-qualified. So I know roughly what I can look at, and I want to look at these certain houses. And these houses are in, like there were 2099 and, like, 2299. So, yeah, it's, like, maybe 50K over what I can afford. But, like, you could put an offer in, and somebody can accept it. You just never know. Because the housing market, well, I think right now it's still buyers, I think. But it might turn to sellers soon. Who fucking knows, honestly? It's just a guessing game. And I said I wanted to go look at this house. It was 2099. Holy shit. That was a fucking goose, I think. I don't know. That just fucking sounded like an airplane above my head. I wanted to look at this house. It was 299. He was like, okay. I was like, well, I want to go see it because I want to know if I like it or not. He's like, well, it's not even in your price range, so what's the point of going to see it? And he's like, I think your first step should be getting a pre-approval first. But I'm like, I already told you my plan that I'm trying to pay off my line of credit further before I go get the pre-approval because I know it's not going to be that high when I initially do it. But, like, I know what I can afford roughly when I get to, like, a certain point. Then we're leaving the house, and he's like, okay, so I think what you need to do is go get pre-approval. And I'm like, but oh god, there's a dog yelping. Fuck, I forgot where I left off. I heard a dog screeching and screaming, and I was like, oh my god, is some dog getting attacked? And then our neighbor just pulled up, and then I talked to her, and I was like, did you see a dog get attacked or anything? She's like, no. There was 2 dogs on each side of, like, the street, and they were screaming at each other, and the one was pulling the one owner. Yeah, crazy shit. But either way, the dogs are okay, so I don't have to go run down a street to rescue an animal. So, as I was saying, not really sure where I left off, but, oh my god, there's a big bumblebee. I don't want to move. Okay, we're good. So, I had said that I wanted to go see this house, and he wanted me to do a pre-approval, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, well, I think you should get a pre-approval first. You're not, oh my god, there was the bee. So you're not wasting my time or yours. Excuse me, sir. We've seen 3 houses over the past 2-3 months that I've been talking with you. I've asked you some questions about some houses, like 2 houses. Whenever I went to look at them, you just messaged the other realtor and got an answer. The houses were shit, so I never ended up looking. Like, excuse me, waste your time or waste my time? Now, I have not signed a contract with him, so luckily I can still go to a different realtor, which I might go to this one that I used to work with, like, 6 years ago when I first was house hunting in Regina, and then I never ended up getting a house because I was like, fuck this place. But now I'm like, huh, I still fuck this place, but this is the only place I can afford to possibly buy a house because Ontario is fucking expensive. Unless I'm like rich as fuck, then I'll be able to afford something. But until then, I can't. Yeah, so then it just rubbed me the wrong way completely because it was like, dude, I'm not taking you all over the place. We've seen three houses. I want to look at these houses that will be in my price range once I can lower my line of credit. But if I go to them and I end up hating them, then I can take them off my list that I have of favorites and possibilities and take it out of my mind. So left that conversation with him. Not very impressed. I got into my vehicle. I told my mom, I was like, that kind of pissed me off what he said. She's like, yeah, I wouldn't be talking to him for a while. And I'm like, yeah, I don't plan to be. Because that just really rubbed me the wrong way. But I still have this matrix thing that all these houses pop up. So I'm still watching them. Because I think when I find something and when I know my line of credit drops, I'm probably just going to go to a different realtor. I haven't signed no agreements, no nothing. So I'm not stuck with one person. And I haven't talked to him since that last viewing. And I'm just not impressed whatsoever. So that was my little story time about house hunting. So it's gone to shit still. Fun stuff. But I hope you guys sort of at least enjoyed this episode of me a little ranting and talking about mental health. It's a big thing in this world, and I wish it was more normalized and not everybody was so judged if they had mental health issues. Because more people have mental health issues than you'd think. I don't know if it's a 1 in 10 or 3 in 5. I have no idea, but I'm going off experiences. And honestly, like, my dad probably has some issues, but he's one of those people that, no, I don't. Like, when I first went on my very first leave of work, he was like, well, where are you guys getting all these fucking mental health problems from? And I'm like, your side of the family. Mom does not have this. You do. So, yeah. Then he was like, of course. Fucking dude. Typical. Typical old boomer shit. Yeah. Anyways, hopefully my week goes better. Hopefully work turns out not to be absolute shit on Thursday. We'll see what happens. Till then, ta-ta for now. Make sure you go follow my Instagram at Serena Laternis and at that_bitch_podcast. Everything is in the link in the bio or description of the podcast episode, of course. And SoundCloud, the discount code is still there. I think if you want to get 10 or 15% off, 10 or 15% is still good. It's like your taxes. So, not bad. Yeah. And make sure you like this video if you're watching it on YouTube. And subscribe, motherfuckers, if you're just listening to it on audio. Still, go to my YouTube. Just like the video. Don't gotta watch it. Just like it and subscribe. Because I need more subscribers and likes. Because that's the only way this podcast will get discovered. Okay. Look at my shiny ass vehicle. So clean. So clean. You know I'm that bitch. Well, ta-ta for now. Bye, bitches.